Hey everybody, this is Robert Berry, and welcome to the third episode of Retro Crush, the podcast. It's a late Friday night here in Sacramento, California, and I thank y'all for joining. I've had a bottle and a half of some fine, cheap wine from Trader Joe's, and I think I'm ready to make this the most memorable show we've ever had, though we've only had three, so that's not saying a whole lot. Hey, a couple episodes ago, I had played a mystery audio clip from a movie, and I didn't know what movie it was from, so I played it, and I asked you Retro Crush podcast listeners to see if you could identify it. This was the clip, if you don't remember.
I got balled by so many guys, I don't know if the father's gonna be white, Indian, Mexican, or black.
Or black, wow. Well, I was very happy to find out that somebody came up with the answer. Mr. Mitchell Brown Silveira sent me an email today, and it said, "You may have already heard this, but it's from the movie Billy Jack." Well, he was the first person to come up with that, and Mitchell's going to win a wonderful prize package from Retro Crush. We've had a lot of exciting things going on with Retro Crush lately. Kind of a funny story. I got invited to come to this film trivia game show thing that the Independent Film Channel was putting on. I got a little thing on my email saying, "Hey, Robert, you know, test out your film knowledge. Come to the Fox and Goose English Brew Pub on Thursday night from 5 to 9, and you can test your film knowledge, and the winner will get an iPod. And then the finalists in Sacramento get a home theater system. And then of the 19 different cities doing this, they were going to do a drawing to win a ticket for two to the Cannes Film Festival in Paris next year." Well, I thought, well, God, this is custom made for me, you know, so I went there, and turns out right away I find out that everybody who enters this contest gets a t-shirt and a drawing to win an iPod. So basically, I said, "Well, why are we playing this game show then?" She says, "Well, everyone who plays a game show gets a shirt." I said, "Yeah, but what do you get when you win?" "Well, nothing. You just still get a shirt." So that's kind of frustrating. So anyway, I ended up playing, and they said this is like a Jeopardy kind of ripoff game show they're doing in this bar. And there's all these different film categories, and they said that you're not allowed to buzz in the four different players playing this game until the last syllable of the question's read. Well, I knew a few of these answers right off the bat, and people kept buzzing in early, and then they were answering. So as the end of the first round happened, I said, "Hey, I thought we weren't supposed to answer until the last syllable was read." And the host was like, "Well, whatever." So I got kind of pissed. So when the second round of this game show happened, I just kind of went off because I knew all these answers to these film questions, and it was just great because imagine the whole Jeopardy board of questions. I was buzzing in with about 2 seconds in the middle of their questions, and I answered every single question except one of them. I blew everybody away, and there was even a point where instead of answering the question, I looked at everybody else first to make sure that they did know the answer, and then I answered because I was so far ahead of everybody, and they were just looking at me with their jaws hanging open like I was some freak of nature. But anyway, that was my fun experience of the week. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sharing it with you. Well, hey, I wanted to play a funny clip to me from the Brady Bunch, the very first episode of the Brady Bunch. If you've never seen it before, the show debuted, I think it was 1969. And on the first episode, on September 26, 1969, actually, it's called The Honeymoon. And the summary goes that Mike Brady, a widower with three boys, marries Carol Ann Tyler Martin. Bet you didn't know that was her whole name. A widow with three girls. But just as the knot is tied, chaos breaks loose as the family pets wreak havoc on the ceremony. Mike and Carol admonish their children for the chaos and then spend a fretful wedding night feeling guilty about their overreaction. Now, what's funny about this episode is there's this great scene where Bobby hides a picture of his dead mother. You never know exactly how she died, but that's why Mike's getting remarried there. And Mike notices that he's hidden this photo. Check out this clip here from the show. I think you'll find it kind of funny here.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Well, that's actually the beginning of the Laverne and Shirley theme song. But I actually mixed those clips together there. But please stay with me, folks.
Where's your mother's picture, Bonnie?
I put it away in the drawer.
Because of Carol?
I thought maybe she might not like it when she moves in.
Come here, Bobby. Now you can put it right back, son.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. I don't want you to forget your mother, and neither does Carol.
Gee, that's swell. I really like this picture, but I didn't want to upset my new mom.
You know something? Your mother would be very proud of you right now.
Greg, Peter.
Just combing our hair, Dad.
Oh, come on, we can't wait all day.
Yeah, your mother would be especially proud since that picture was never seen again in any of the next episodes ever for the whole life of the show. I don't think they ever refer to that mom again. Something tells me Carol threw that picture away because it kind of made her feel inadequate or something like that there. I don't know. Now that Laverne and Shirley clip brings up a pretty good point that I meant to use it for. You know, when I was a kid and Laverne and Shirley came out, I had such a crush on Penny Marshall. She was kind of a slutty character, if you recall. Shirley was always the demure, just had her little boo-boo kitty doll, and it was all about Carmine Ragusa for her. But Laverne pretty much slept with everybody. I think she even did Squiggy in one episode. But there was something very accessible about Laverne that I liked, and something really hot about her. And I see her now sitting at Lakers games and sometimes at the Sacramento Kings games, and you just wonder, God, what was I thinking there? But back in the day, Penny Marshall was pretty hot. And so that's why I had this sound clip ready to go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated. I don't know what that's all about, but that was Laverne and Shirley. If you go to the archives of RetroCrush.com and look up Chesty Morgan, you'll see that we did a feature on this wonderful actress. Chesty Morgan was a woman with 73-inch breasts, and in the 70s there was a couple movies made by a rare female exploitation director named Doris Wishman. One of them was called Double Agent 73, in which she was a spy that had a camera implanted in her nipple so she could take pictures with her boobs to get some secret spy footage. And the other film was called Deadly Weapons. And as you might expect, the deadly weapons were her gigantic Mondo breasts. Here's a rare film, a trailer, I guess, the audio from it for Deadly Weapons. And just think in your mind what's going on when you hear this trailer. And I think it's pretty funny. But basically, Chesty Morgan, again, this woman with these just humongous, gigantic breasts that can't possibly occur in nature, but somehow do. And she gets revenge on somebody that's killed by doing all these crazy things with her breasts. But listen for yourself here.
Do you know that the female breast, known to be the source of life since Eve, can be deadly weapons? This is the story of Crystal, who danced her way to murder.
What's the matter?
Nick, talk!
That lying son of a bitch!
She avenged her lover's death with the only weapon she had, and they were deadly weapons. She was his tool to be loved and then cast aside until he met his fate by the deadly weapons. Captain Hook, a diabolical killer with a passion for women. This is a film that is fast, furious, thrilling, above all, exciting. What were the voices in the night that consumed her with fear? Why did he want to destroy her?
Pretty good shot there, Captain Hook.
Tony, you call me Captain Hook once more. I'll blow your brains out.
Another victim who paid for his crimes with the deadly weapons. This is a super movie with all the impact of a punch in the guts.
Yeah, you got the job.
Doomed. She knew too much. See the biggest event in the history of motion pictures. Deadly Weapons.
Yeah, forget Gone with the Wind, Wizard of Oz, Star Wars. This is the biggest event in the history of motion pictures. It's all right there. If you get a chance, Something Weird Video has these on DVD, and both Deadly Weapons and Double Agent 73 starring Chesty Morgan are just a laugh riot to check out. If you can rent them through Netflix or buy them through Amazon or even somethingweird.com, it's totally worth it. I mean, this woman, Chesty, she does things like rub poison on her nipples and shove them into some guy's mouth and kills them, or punches guys out with her boobs, smothers guys to death with her boobs, and it's just pretty amazing stuff. If you've ever seen John Waters' film Serial Mom, they show a clip from Double Agent 73 while Kathleen Turner beats somebody to death with a salami. So that's some handy news to know there. Well, since good old Mitchell there got our last mystery sound clip, here's a new one here for you. So the first person to email us, just go to RetroCrush.com on the web there and find our email address at the top there. And the first person that can identify the movie that this sound clip was from will win ALF Season 2. Wow, that's a hell of a prize. It's pretty cool, and it's even got some bonus Saturday morning cartoon episode, so you can't go wrong with that. So here it is, the mystery sound clip from some mystery movie. First person to identify it wins ALF Season 2.
Monster sex and rock and roll.
Wow, here it is again. It was pretty quick.
Monster sex and rock and roll.
Wow. So if you know that one, rberry@retrocrush.com, email me. And let's see who wins. Well, that's about all we have time for today. Join us in a few days for episode 4. We're going to do about 3 or 4 of these a week. Please go ahead and subscribe this in iTunes, and you'll automatically get this episode every single time it comes out. So have a good day, and without further ado, we'll leave you with some exciting music from Bubble Bobble. We'll be right back.